Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Man, that was a fun segment with John McClain going through NFL number one overall picks since 1960, whether or not they lived up to the hype. You can hear it on sportsradio610.com. While you're there, subscribe to the In the Loop podcast page. As a matter of fact, even if you aren't going to go there, just go ahead and subscribe anyways. We would much appreciate it. NFL Hall of Famer John McClain with us on a Thursday instead of a Tuesday, and it is 11:20, which means it's time for McClain leg hiking. Because it is the slowest sports day of the year, we've been throwing out random takes, and it kind of fits with the whole theme of McClain leg hiking. We throw takes at John McClain, and he hikes his leg on us. Give us the 11:20 random take, John Lopez.
That's mine, and I'm going to say my random thought take is LinkedIn is useless. Has anybody ever said, you know, I got that job through LinkedIn?
I've had a lot of people ask me about being on LinkedIn, and I said, no, I'm not.
Why is it even around? People put stuff on LinkedIn.
Isn't it supposed to be like if you're looking for somebody employment, but aren't there a million ways to
LinkedIn is useless.
I disagree 100%.
People put like their, it's basically a place to brag about your resume is what it is.
No, you know who cares about LinkedIn?
No one.
No, people like powerful, rich people care about LinkedIn.
Because they want to brag about their resume.
No, because they actually do. I think the people who matter care about LinkedIn.
Do you get a job when it comes to getting LinkedIn? A job?
You can.
Everybody says you can. Do you?
713-572-4610.
Text in and say, I got a job on LinkedIn.
Only LinkedIn. Only LinkedIn is useless.
So are you going to hike your leg on that or not, John McClain?
I agree with him 100%. Although I've never looked at it.
Oh, wow.
I'm agreeing with him out of respect.
Matt Bazargan, the guy overseeing the Texans scouting department, 14 years with the Jets. He's going to handle the bulk of that, what Brian Gaine used to do. He has a legitimate chance to be the GM of the Houston Texans.
I would say absolutely not. Hike it.
Why not?
I think that if they have a GM who's not Nick Caserio next year, that GM would be Jack Easterby.
That was going to be mine. I was going to dovetail off of that.
Great minds think alike.
Jack Easterby has
a
chance.
Old minds think alike.
Old minds think, OG minds. Oh, Jack Easterby has a chance to be the general manager.
Absolutely.
All right.
But not this year, next year.
Tracy Morgan is not funny. He never has been. God bless him for overcoming what he did, but he's not funny.
Tracy is my close personal friend.
You were in that movie with
him. Experience of The Longest Yard. And I thought, as a prisoner who was a gay cheerleader, who was the head cheerleader at the football game, he was funny as hell, but that's the last time.
What was it? It was like, whatever, butt freckle, or something like that in that movie. Is that how it went?
He was giving Nicholas Tatura such a hard time in there, and because Tatura was having a fling with him in prison, but he didn't want anybody to know it.
That was really good.
So I thought he was funny in that movie, but I can't even imagine.
Did you watch any of the ESPYs last night?
I did, and the reason I watch it, and this is terrible, but it's a fact, we see women in sports in uniforms.
No. Oh, no.
I want to see them when they dress up.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I watched the red carpet.
That was actually kind of cool, yeah.
I want to see them come down.
Okay.
I watch all red carpets because I want to see people dressed up.
That's not a hot take.
We don't see that much. Okay. And Last night, a good solid point. A lot of really hot
Alex
women
Morgan
dressed up. Where we
too
we
muscular,
never, and we never see him dressed
too
up.
Too muscular.
It's my opinion
here. Let me say this. And McClain leg hiking here on Sports Radio 610. It is In the Loop. Speaking of the ESPYs and speaking of all these women, the hottest woman last night. I don't care what the age.
Kayla Schifrin.
Hell no. Sandra Bullock.
Hike it.
No.
Why?
Michaela Schifrin, Gabriel Union,
Gabriel Dwayne Union. Waits,
wife. I mean, there were a lot. Alex Morgan, another one.
And Drew Brees kind of.
Drew Brees' wife.
He ruined Ciara was up there, too.
Ciara, yes.
Ciara was up there like crazy.
Nobody is hotter than Ciara.
But Drew Brees ruined it for every guy in the building. I love you more every day. Yeah. Get out of here. You got four kids.
They probably hold hands.
Oh, no, they probably do.
Speaking of that, holding hands is overrated.
I'd have to say at my
age.
Come
on, you can be honest.
At my age, yes.
Say it, John.
Yes, when you're young and you're just starting out in a relationship, it's cool. But then after a while, it's like touching a hood that's been out in August.
It's all clammy and nasty.
It's
and
like touching Georgia ass.
Bothersome, et cetera.
That's so funny. You can't look at your cell phone.
You can't look at your cell phone? Come on now. All right. The Astros are, at best, the second-best team in the American League.
Right now, I would agree. I think Jeff Luno has got to get a starter. He's got to get a second starter on another team to be a third starter here.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wade Miley before. But I went to see Max Scherzer at the Nationals game, in which they were the Expos that day. It was the 50-year anniversary of the Expos. They called them the Expos. They wore Expos uniforms. Mm-hmm. People around us were like, what's up with this? And the usher was having to explain to them what the deal was. And the best thing was they played all music from 1969.
Mm-hmm.
And I tweeted a lot of great Jimmy songs. And a friend of mine said, people probably thought you misspelled Jimmy. And and I forgot what it's like to go to a game and roast.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot. People were leaving in the fourth and fifth inning. We did not. We waited until Scherzer was gone. At one point, I was hoping the Astros could trade three prospects.
I love that idea.
But now the Nationals are too good, and he's pitching great. He's not going anywhere.
Did you go roller skating in your day, John?
I used to skate, yeah. I chased girls at the roller rink.
Kids these days do not value roller skating enough.
Do they? I don't know. I have no clue, but I'll agree with you. I think you skate outside more than you used to do. There's more people on boards than there used to be. When I was young, there was no boards.
Did y'all have
board.
The couple skate where you'd hold hands?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. And I learned to ice skate here when I covered hockey.
I've never mastered that.
Right, hurts my feet.
Right when I could stop.
I fall.
Without running into the wall. The Arrows were disbanded.
I used to have a coach in high school, and he had a real country accent. He's one of those guys who would try to act cool with the kids and stuff.
Yeah.
And he would ask about girls, and there'd be a girl that really wasn't that attractive or something. And he'd be like, I'm not asking you to hold her hands at the couple skate, but she can wrestle around with you for a little bit.
One of those little sayings. One of those little sayings that people do. All right, I had another one. Go with yours. I can't find
Harrison Ford is an overrated actor, and his work doesn't travel well with time.
Hike it big time and keep it up there.
He's not, John. He's in these gimmicky Indiana Jones Star Wars movies where they would like his acting no matter what. I loved The Fugitive back in the day. If you watch that now, that is some terrible acting.
You ever seen Witness?
Yes.
Witness was a great movie.
How about Keanu Reeves?
He's not as overrated. Nobody's ever said he's a great actor.
Right.
So he's not overrated. I like him. I love the John Wick movies.
Yeah. Oh, and, I love it. There's another one.
They got another one coming out in 2022 in which they'll kill 400 people. And in the first two, they tallied them. And how every one of them died, it was 205 or 7 he killed in the first two.
And he's going to get 400? Or are you guessing?
I just threw it out there. I thought having Halle Berry in there and her dogs was great.
She's the best. She's so awesome. My gosh, that swordfish scene. My goodness, man. I'm not even going to be able to stand up if I keep talking about this.
Well, use that as a leg icon. I'll agree with you.
Halle Berry's swordfish scene is one of the best scenes ever.
Absolutely. Anything with Halle Berry in it, going back to 1996 with Damon Wayans.
Man.
And Bruce Willis, in which he gets killed. My God, she looks.
Somebody texted, at our age, John, holding hands is for balance.
Oh, what a great line.
Hey,
I
got a surprise for you, John McClain. I got a very, very, very big surprise
for
you.
Hope it's not from my wife.
It's not. It is not from Carol, but this is a surprise. We talked about The Longest Yard, starring John McClain and Adam Sandler,
and
Tracy Morgan. And in the spirit of that movie, we got a surprise for John McClain.
Defense! Huddle up over there! Paul! Paul! Hey, ladies, how's it hanging?
I'm going to say something to him. I just wanted to let you know I'm your biggest fan, and I will be cheering my jailhouse boobies off for you at game day.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Paul! I appreciate you.
Okay, thanks. I'm glad to know that.
Okay, are you done now? Huh?
What's wrong with you? Jealous because I don't cheer for you anymore?
I don't know what you're talking about, freak show.
Whatever back freckles.
Oh, I like that. Okay, back freckles. She's making a f*** now.
Tracy Morgan was funny in that movie.
I think he's one of those guys, John, that has to have a script. He wasn't good yet last night. He really wasn't. My heart because I like him.
He had that wreck in which he almost
broke your
died.
Heart. It broke my heart.
And he got all kinds of money because mm-hmm. whoever hit him. But it's almost like Kevin Hart's replaced him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was he ever as big as Kevin Hart, though? Let's be honest.
I wonder why you said Kevin Hart.
No, he's not as big as Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I don't know that he was ever as big as Kevin Hart. I don't know about that. Didn't a Walmart truck hit him or something like that? Am I making that up?
I think it was.
If you're going to get hit by a truck, that's the truck you want to get hit by. That is.
He now owns half of Arkansas.
Hey, Walmart trucks, all you Walmart truck drivers out there, if you want to hit me, go right ahead. I'll take it, and I will I will get paid handsomely. Landry Locker, the OG John Lopez, John McClain, in with us for one more segment. John McClain said that he could see Jack Easterby as the Texans GM. He also said that he's enjoyed the wisdom that Easterby spits every time he speaks. We're going to hear some of that wisdom, and we're going to play the hits next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.